In this week's SME Corner on MoneyWeb, we speak to Frida Makanete, the founder of Ubuntu Healthcare Clinic.
Yes.
Talk to us about Ubuntu Healthcare Clinic. What do you guys do?
Ubuntu Healthcare Clinic is a mother and baby clinic. We give a service to pregnant women who mostly don't want to go to the public sector due to the time they spend in there. So we do offer a service that it's antenatal care for pregnant women. So we take good care of them throughout their pregnancies. Should there be any complications, because it's a midwife's practice, we refer them to obstetricians and government hospitals. And for those with medical aids, we do refer to the private sector as well. As a midwife, my duty is to just go through the primary health care of the mother. And should there be any complications, it is my duty to actually refer to the obstetrician. So that's why then we refer them to the hospital. So that's how the public clinic would be like. So the midwife in the public space would then refer to the obstetrician. So that's how we work. After they give birth, they'll be coming birth. So the birth will be in the public sector for those who want to go to public sectors. And mostly we don't have mothers who give birth in the private sector due to we don't have obstetricians that we work with directly to take care of the mom throughout the antenatal period and then only go there to give birth. So usually we'll see them maybe early in their pregnancy and then later on they will go to the obstetrician. So our mummies, most of them, they deliver in Rahima Musa Hospital. I have others in Johannesburg General and Hillbrow, I think, because most of my clients are Cosmos City. So that catchment area will then deliver in that hospital in Rahima Musa. So it depends with where the woman is from, stays. That's how we refer according to their address, because with public hospitals, that's how the referral system is like. So when they give birth, 3 days checkup, they will be coming to us. So we do not do the HIV program as yet. So we still refer for that. Should a mother be found to be HIV positive antenatally, we refer them again to be initiated on ARVs. Although the mummy still prefers to come back to us for antenatal and then still continue their ARVs checkups with the public sector. So even after birth, we do advise them they will come back for their 6 weeks checkup. So if possible and if they can pay, then we do the PCR test. But then if they can't pay, we do refer them back to the government institutions. Then we offer immunization services to the for the babies as well. And the mummies will come back for their 6 weeks checkups as well for pap smears. And then we'll continue with them if they want to do contraception as well. And then there's little things that we do as well, wellness checkups. So should there be, maybe if the mom is on blood pressure tablets or they want to do their blood pressure with us, we do actually do just that blood pressure, just that sugar test, because at times there's complications with mummies who are pregnant. You find them to have diabetes, we find them to have hypertension. So should they that need to be monitored, we do monitor as well. And then with babies, we go through, we go with them till they are like 12 years with their inoculations, their vaccinations. And with our vaccines, we partly get our stock from the government site, which we do not charge much for it. So we'll just charge the consultation fee and not for the vaccines. So, but there's other vaccines like your chickenpox vaccine, like your MMR vaccine that you find in the private sector. So we buy those vaccines and then we charge. So we see cash lines and medical aid lines.
Talk to us then about why start a business of this nature. You seem extremely passionate about what you do.
Okay, I hear that a lot. This is just me being me, by the way. Okay, I think caring, it's something that I have. I care a lot. And I happened to actually fall in the profession that I actually wanted to be on. I just knew I have to care somewhere. Because I remember when I got to my first year, when I did my interview, when going to nursing, there's a letter that you write. Should anything happen to you while in college, they read that letter. I wish I can go and open mine. Because I said, I want to have my own hospice.
Yeah,
it had to do with care. At the same time, I wanted my own thing.
Mm.
I think there's some business aspect that I have as well that I actually wanted to run, yet I knew where my passion was.
Mm.
So I know when I got to second year, when I did my midwifery, when we got to deliver those mummies, that was the most exciting thing for me. And I knew I love this thing.
Yeah.
As I went on, I knew that, you know what, just one day. I used to say, one day I'm going to have my clinic, you know. And as I went on, I learned. I worked in a mother and a baby hospital in Rahima Musa.
Okay.
So after my training, I was studying there.
Oh.
After my training, I just worked there. And even after that, I went to SANBS, but still came back for my, you know, little sessions. And went to DISCAM after I left SANBS. So when I left SANBS, I said, I want to open my practice. So I went to DISCAM. I knew DISCAM will give me that private touch that I don't have. I went in and I got it. And I got it. A year at that time, I was very excited, so it was enough.
Yeah.
So I had a partner at the time. Then we just said, okay, let's jump off the ship. We jumped off the ship. Then we started. We just knew where to get funding. You know all these things. But only to find after we've jumped off the ship, it's not as easy.
Right.
It's not as easy. Then you get to find I'm on my own. The only thing I can do is be a nurse and sit with the client and offer your service. Show them your passion.
Yeah.
There's the business side of things. There's a business plan. There's you having to know money. I discovered I don't know money.
Yeah.
I don't know numbers. Like what? You know? There's a lot of things that has to do with the business side of things than operations. So I was equipped with operations and I really thought I had it.
Yeah.
We even had to split with my partner because the moment I realized that this is not about knowing how to get money where or what, it's actually you having to be there. You need to be present and say, I want to run a business and be present for that. And you need to work. You have to have passion, number one. I had the passion. I knew that, okay, fine, this is what I want to do. But I also knew that I need to work hard for the money. If I'm going to get a loan, it's not going to buy me a car.
Yes.
For a moment, I knew that it has to pay my bills. It has to pay. I need to work.
Right.
It has to allow me to work, then be able to put out. So it was very difficult for me to actually go ahead and with a business plan and having to know that my business model will actually pay back the loan. Because you want 1 million rand, it sounds very good.
Yes.
But will your model be able to actually pay back that million rand? What is it that you are going to do and then that will actually produce that one? Because that's what business is.
Yes.
That's you and your business plan. Knowing that this is my model, I'm putting it down on the floor. Here it is. And still knowing that I'm going to buy all the resources I need with this 1 million rand. And will it bring it back?
Right.
At that time, I had to be realistic. I didn't know much. I knew it won't. I saw that. I said one time to my partner, let's wait a bit. Our business plan hasn't ihlangani. You know, we not as much as it sounds like we're going to earn 40,000 years because we are directors. No, we need to work. How are we going to work it back? How are we going to be able to work so that we bring back that you earn 40,000 rand?
Yes.
You know, we need to get to that point. So on the numbers side, it was not, for me, it didn't make sense. And I said, let's work. Let's just work. Let's get a place in Soweto. Because the business idea was for Cosmo City. Because Cosmo City at that time, there's no clinic. It's new. And you're like, you know what? This is just the location. We couldn't get a location at the time. I said to her, we can't just sit, let's go to Soweto. I know of a place in Soweto that we can actually find. We found it, Pimville. But then we didn't have money for marketing. We didn't have money for, you know, a lot of things. But we had money to set up.
Yeah.
But then you set up, you don't have a sign, you don't have... But it was growing. It was part of growing. Yes. I'm glad I had to go through that. She left after we set up. Mm-hmm. So I was left alone and I had to decide, why did I do this in the first place? I was like, no, man, I've always wanted to do this. This is not was not about me and the partner. This was me, you know? Mm. And I was like, no, man, let me go back. Do my overtime in Raima Musa,
yes, ma'am.
Labor ward, night time. So I did night shift. Mm. You know, only this morning I realized my son was 6 months. When I have two boys.
Yeah.
So he was 6 months when I left my job in June 2013 in Dischem.
Okay.
So July, August, September. So he was 9 months then. It didn't matter. Let me tell you, I have a mom who was pushing all that. So that support was very important at that time. I couldn't even care less. Believe me, I'm not a bad mom.
No, you need to work.
Exactly. I just had work in here. I still have that work. Mm. So at that time, it was just work, work, work. I said, I'll do night shift.
Yes.
I went, I did 3 nights in a week. Mm. I started off with day shift. So day, I'm going back, I'm coming in. So 2 days I'm in the practice, the other days I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had to check. I was like, no, no, it's not working.
Right.
I came back, let's do night shift. Did night shift. During the day, I'm there. If I get a break, then I sleep. At that time, we don't have a lot of clients, yes. relevant clients. Yes. Let me just put it like that. And then I'm like, okay, no, I need to do something. So as I'm getting money from my night shift, I'm supporting my mother. I'm staying with my mother. I bought my mom a house.
Right.
So there's a house to pay. Thank God I was driving a Sentra that was paid up. I didn't have problems. And I didn't have much bills. Mm-hmm. That I was just sorted.
Mm.
So there's a lady that was doing my admin. I had to actually pay her with my salary that I was getting from there.
Yeah.
That was the plan. It worked. Did my night shift up until I had to move from that space to better space in Pimville and Dr. Pule's practice. I worked from there. Still, it was a struggle because capital, business needs capital.
Money.
You need somebody to actually help you.
Mm-hmm.
You need to pay that person. It's not that easy to get to that point. You might be able to make 500 rands. That 500 rands, you need to divide it at the end of a day.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? So it's that's what... running a business is. That's entrepreneurship. You don't start, there's this guy, I forgot his name, he was saying, you don't start by having a farm.
Yes.
You start by those eggs. You know what?
The eggs by
you
the
need
farm.
That foundation because I didn't know anything apart from operations.
Mm.
I had to go into my own clinic.
Yes.
And work from zero.
Mm-hmm.
One patient. My clients, we see them every 4 weeks, ne?
Yeah.
So if I'm at that point of seeing 12, 20 a day, mm-hmm. I think I've done so
You've
well
made
from
it.
That.
Right.
And it started from zero.
Mm.
It didn't start from me having, and I even said, no matter how much you have at the beginning, you'll actually waste it because you don't know what you're doing.
What you are doing.
You need to lay that foundation. And having to start, it feels like it's far.
Mm.
I still feel like I'm far.
Mm-hmm.
I look back. I started off in that really small space, had challenges, had to go back to Cosmo City. I'm like, Cosmo City is my, that's where
the
practice is. I went back, at the back of my yard, I had to build a windy house, 6x3, and 9x3 meters.
Wow.
I set up my clinic there.
Mm-hmm.
After that, I had an opportunity to go to the shopping center in Cosmo City. I did that. Mm. I went there. I had challenges there with space because I was sub-renting.
Mm.
And I was like, no, no, no. This subleasing business is not working.
Yes.
Only to find I'll be evicted.
Wow.
I went back home at the back of my yard.
To the Wendy house.
To the Wendy house. Mm-hmm. Sent out SMSs. And I was starting to do well. I've built more clientele. Then I found some more space, 3 times the rent that I was paying. But it's a chance that I'm willing to take. Mm. So I just set up there. I started off 3 weeks back. The whole month of June, I'm working. I'm like, I haven't had a day off. I'm not complaining.
Mm.
This is this is my dream. It's, yes, it's one of the things that I feel, if this doesn't work, this is when I'll be admitted somewhere. You mm-hmm. know, that's how much I've given myself to it.
Yeah.
Not that I'm saying I'm giving up or something, mm-hmm. but I'm saying mm-hmm. I should always come out with a plan. Yes.
Lastly, where to for your business, yourself? Okay. What can we expect?
The exciting thing right now that's happening, I've been selected. What my business has been, it's one of the businesses that will be micro franchise.
Right.
So there's SA Franchise. It's mm-hmm. a program that's working with the Department of Small Business Development. So my business has been selected as one of the businesses that will be micro franchise. So
that's wonderful news.
I'm in the program.
That is wonderful news.
Yeah. You know, having to look back, it's not easy. It mm. doesn't make it easy for me to be in the program. It actually makes it even worse because now my business is being paged yes. one by one. Wuthi, did you do this?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm struggling with my, what's that? Operational manual. Yes. It's those are the challenges. I'm a nurse still.
Yes.
I'm not a business person.
A nurse first.
A nurse first. But because this is my project, I have to put myself in there. I have to learn as much as possible. And that's the space that I've put myself into.
We wish you all the best and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Frida Makanete, the founder of Ubuntu Healthcare Clinic, in this week's SME Corner on MoneyWeb.